Today's Cotton Newsline is Five Cuts. All cuts are Dr. Jody Campeachy, Vice President of Economics and Policy Analysis for the National Cotton Council. First cut coming in 3, 2, 1.
Throughout the year, USDA projected a significant increase in world mill use as compared to 2017. So you can see where we were in 2017, under 123 million bales. As we went through the year, we saw that mill use estimate go down by 2.2 million bales. Now for 2019, USDA projected mill use of almost 126 million bales in May. Again, as we look at the last 3 months, the estimate has been reduced by almost 3 million bales. So as we look at the current economic environment, macroeconomic projections are much less optimistic than they were a year ago. The U.S. dollar is stronger. Tariffs have increased the cost of goods. We have a lot of uncertainties caused by the trade war, and this is disrupting supply chains.
Second cut coming in 3, 2, 1.
So in the August report, NAS did make a slight upward revision in planted acres to 13.9 million, and that's compared to 14.1 million last year. NAS is currently projecting an abandonment rate for the United States of 9%. And so you can go through there, the Southwest is at 14%. Not surprisingly, they're always higher than other regions. So if we look at current conditions compared to a year ago, what can we see? We see that all regions except the Southeast are actually in much better condition compared to a year ago. But let's take a look at conditions compared to a month ago. Now, conditions compared to the past month have actually deteriorated, particularly in the Southwest and the West have become much drier than they were a month ago. So this is reflected in the latest crop conditions, with 49% of the U.S. crop rated as good to excellent. If we look at those numbers a month ago, 60% of the U.S. crop was rated as good to excellent. Now, again, last month, we were very close to those 2010 numbers. The good to excellent has gone down. So what does that mean for U.S. crop production? Whenever USDA came out with those estimates in August, conditions were obviously better than they are now. If we take a look at current crop conditions, kind of look at an estimate of about 22.1 million bales compared to USDA's number of 22.5. Keep in mind, we still have several weeks to go, so conditions could obviously further deteriorate, which could cause a lower production number. Even with the slightly lower projections, an estimate of 22.1 million bales is still projected to be the third highest level on record.
Third cut coming in 3, 2, 1.
We've only shipped a higher level of exports once, and that's in the 2005 crop year, and that was 17.7 million bales. So this would represent a 39% market share for the U.S. But given the uncertainty regarding world mill use and kind of what's going on in the world cotton market, I think reaching 17.2 million bales in exports could be pretty difficult. So as we look ahead, the key questions that we have in the U.S. balance sheet and then in the world as well is kind of where exports going to end up. And as mentioned previously, we're losing market share, and you can see in the numbers from August to June, we have the data through June right now, you can see that the U.S. market share in China has dropped to 17%. In the previous 2 years, we were at 47% and 48%. So obviously, this has big implications as we look ahead. This doesn't only affect the raw cotton market, because of course, the tariff is on raw cotton and yarn. And if we look at U.S. yarn exports to China, we've also seen a significant reduction in yarn exports as well. China currently has the largest number of commitments for the 2019 crop, followed by Vietnam. Now, we look at total commitments of 8.3 million bales, and at this point in the marketing year, has a very large number. But one thing to consider is when we look at previous marketing years, so this would be the third week in August for previous marketing years going back to 2000. We're still, again, we're at a very high level. We're not as high as we were last year. But one thing to point out is that number does include unshipped bales from the prior marketing year. For 2019, we have a larger number carried over than we have in previous years. And since many of those unshipped sales from the 2018 marketing year were made at much higher prices, I think we could see some cancellations coming through on those. So that number may not be actually representative of what we might have in a few weeks.
Fourth cut coming in 3, 2, 1.
A lot of uncertainty about world mill use. Obviously, this leads to uncertainty about stocks. Can we reach the USDA estimate of 123.1 million bales in the current macroeconomic environment? Can we expect to see them continue to reduce that number as we move forward in the 2019 marketing year, similar to how they did in 2018? So given all this uncertainty, a range of outcomes seems appropriate and reasonable at this point. So we could look at something that's more of a status quo estimate of 120 million bales, which would be actually a slight decrease from where we currently are for the 18 marketing year. And then maybe a very best case scenario with a trade resolution. So we'll be looking at 120 to 123 million bales. That would mean ending stocks would be 82 to 86 million. So under those scenarios, we look at a range of U.S. exports. U.S. exports potentially range from 14.5 to 17 million bells. Either way, ending stocks of 7 to 9.5 would still be at the highest level of ending stocks since the 2007 marketing year. So stocks of use, again, 35 to 54%. With that U.S. production number and the U.S. balance sheet, let's talk about cottonseed for a minute. So USDA has their projections in production of 6.9 million tons. With my slightly lower estimate of 22.1 million bales for lint, I reduced the production estimate for cottonseed using USDA's seed to lint ratio right now, which is 1.29. That's what they use for coming up with their 1920 estimates. The other thing is putting in a slightly lower crush number that seems more reasonable with crush capacity. And what we end up is a higher stocks number than USDA shows, so 612,000 tons compared to 545.
Fifth cut coming in 3, 2, 1.
If we look at the historical stocks to use ratio, U.S. stocks to use have only been above 35% in 5 of the last 19 years. And in those scenarios that I showed you earlier, we range from a 35% stocks to use ratio to a 54%. If we look at 50%, we've only been above 50% in 2 of the last 19 years. So right now, USDA is estimating the average farm price for 2019 to be 60 cents. And that's at a stocks to use ratio of about 35%. So again, we see a higher stocks to use ratio going forward, it could definitely put pressure on prices, and we might not see that 59, 60 cent price. A lot of this has to do with the U.S.-China trade dispute. You know, as we look ahead at additional tariffs, kind of taking a look at the data to see if we can see anything yet in U.S. textile and apparel imports that are mostly cotton. And you can see a little bit in some of the monthly data for 2019 where you start to see a little bit less coming from China, a little bit less coming from other countries. But again, it's not a big amount that you can really see in the data just yet. You know, we mentioned U.S. lost market share to Brazil. Brazil is expected to still have a good crop this next crop year as well, so we're going to be challenged with that as well. Lastly, right now, across the world, you know, there's not any major production issues going on, but of course, it's only August. So if we see some more production issues across the world, we could see a little bit lower world production, but with mill use estimates being revised downward, we're likely to see some downward pressure on prices.